This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's abbreviated edition of Rick Wolf's Sports Edge. I say abbreviated because we're only on for 30 minutes this morning. That's because of the important I'm Listening programming that's been running this morning on WFAN. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to welcome back a Sports Edge favorite to the show, the return of Coach X, who is still very much involved in coaching high school basketball in this area, and in exchange for his candid views, we do not identify him. And trust me, Coach X is very much involved coaching boys hoops at the high school level and has been doing so for several years. But before I start, I want to take a few moments to talk about mental health issues and athletes. Now, we all know and acknowledge that athletes are human beings, just like everybody else. But that being said, our athletes, well, they're sometimes viewed in a different way, as though they are indeed superhuman, bigger and stronger than the rest of us. And it's also assumed that they are probably even mentally healthier than the rest of us. I mean, how can a top pro athlete who makes millions of dollars playing a sport he or she loves, how can they be affected by depression or anxiety or deep insecurities or substance abuse issues, even suicide thoughts? But of course, pro athletes are people just like you and me, and just like us, they are not immune to human concerns. There was a time in our society, especially in the world of sports, that seeking professional counseling and help was frowned upon and discussed only behind closed doors. But thankfully, those times have changed, and to that end, if your son or daughter is an aspiring athlete, is having some mental health issues, please don't wait to reach out and find them some help. Talk to them. Talk to their doctor, to a school counselor. Find a psychologist or social worker who can offer both reassurance and help. And most importantly, listen to your child and to their concerns, and listen actively. Take them seriously. Please do the right thing for your youngster. Get them to talk. Listen to them. And get them some help right away. Don't wait. Okay, moving on. I welcome back Coach X, who trades giving out his name in order to be honest and straightforward about what really goes on at the high school varsity level these days. And as I mentioned earlier, Coach X has been involved in coaching high school sports in our area for more than 20 years. He's had great success in his career, and as you'll hear, has lots of opinions to offer. Coach X, good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Thanks for having me again, Rick.
Well, my pleasure. Let's get right into this because our time is short. You know, of all the sports at the high school level, it certainly seems to me that perhaps the fulcrum where more of the pressure is involved with parents' expectations and friction with coaches is probably basketball. Now, I know you're involved mostly on the boys' side, but the fact is, the fact that only five kids can play at once in a basketball game, are you seeing any improvement between the differences between the coaches' perspective and the parents' expectations? I mean, the parents all know that they have great expectations for the kids, but you as the coach, you see it differently, and you sort of, you know, bring a sense of objectivity. Tell me what you're seeing these days in the year 2019 with high school basketball.
Well, Rick, there's a couple of things that I've seen on the positive side for change that has really helped us as coaches, and I can also speak to from a parent because I've been a parent of a varsity athlete as well the last few years. First thing is, and this is very key in all sports and all parts of life, is about transparency and communication. And I think the adoption of schools using and coaches using these third-party applications like Remind and SportsU allows the parent to see actually what the schedule is, whether it's practice or a game or film sessions or workouts, et cetera, et cetera. And if the school program coaches use these applications, then we as parents and we as coaches are in sync where we can see what's going on. So I think that's been a big improvement. A lot of parents that I've had to deal with the last few years have said that it takes away the guessing game so that we know that Johnny has practice at 5 o'clock and that we know that he's going to be home at 7:30 or 8 o'clock or we have a game out of the area so he'll be home later, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that helps the parents as well. And that way, there's always that constant communication so that they can also use the application to reach out to the coaches and if they have a question about logistics. Another thing, and now this is maybe unique to where I coach, is that the communication about playing time is limited for the parents to just with the athletic director. So once our season starts, we empower the players, the student athletes, to come to us and to speak to us about it. And whether you're the assistant coach or the head coach or the JV coach or the freshman coach, to have a constant dialogue with them within respect of that playing time, that precious jewel that we hold as coaches. But we limit the conversations with the parents, and then that way when the parents do have questions, well, let the administrator take care of it. He's happy to have an open dialogue with the parents and remove us because our job is there to coach the team, whether it's a team of 12 to 15 basketball players or 30 or 40 football players. It allows us to focus on the day-to-day activities. And I think those two things have been a positive improvement as far as coaching in 2019.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And we're talking this morning with Coach X. So, Coach, let me ask you this about, this is always a concern, when parents come to you in the fall, there's tryouts going on, and a lot of kids are trying out for the team, and parents say, well, you know, my kid was a star on his AAU team this past summer or on his travel team, and there are lots of travel programs out there. And obviously the parent is trying to make it clear to you that his kid is something special. Coach, after all your years of dealing with parents like that, what do you do? What do you say? How does that go down to make sure there's no hard feelings when it comes to running tryouts?
Well, Rick, it actually starts when the season ends back in February or March. So we, at our program, we have contact with the entire program from third grade all the way up through 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what the off-season program are for probably 95% of our kids. Now, we may be unique, and we offer our own program run by the high school coaches with our local recreation department. But what we always say to the parents is we want them to be doing something. And our school district especially is big on multi-sport athletes, which is phenomenal. So we just try to fit individual programs in for individual kids, which could be as simple as, can you go down to the park and shoot some free throws at least once or twice a week? Or maybe, you know, shoot 50 shots. But the kid, if the parents come to us and ask us our advice of the local AAU or travel team market, we try to give fair assessment and say that as long as it's coached by non-parents, we think that's a positive.
Right.
Not that parents aren't good coaches, but we don't want Timmy's dad coaching the team because it, as you know, sets up other obstacles. So we always want to have paid coaches coaching our players. And I think that's important. And then also, what's their exposure going to be? What type of level are they going to play? A lot of times these programs just get together. Okay, 8-10 kids sign up, let's go play. And they're completely overwhelmed in the basics of an AAU tournament. So we want to make sure that they're playing in an environment that that's going to be maybe slightly above them, so it's competitive, and that they're going to get good playing time, but they're also going to be working on the skills that we want them to work on that are going to benefit our program come the winter. So that if Johnny is a player who is struggling handling the ball right now, well, make sure that the program puts him in a position where he can handle the ball. These are the things we want him to work on to make him the more complete player. And we're open to talking to the coaches, and I have relationships with a lot of the other AAU-type programs. So I'm always talking to coaches around our area and getting feedback from our own players. You know, Johnny is a good player. He's a great shooter, coach. But you're right. He does need to work on his left hand more. So I think as long as you give the parents fair analysis, not just say, no, it's our way or the highway, give them options and don't be afraid to reach out to other programs to get assistance to help your player.
Coach X, this is why I always find talking to you so fascinating, because you bring such a wealth of experience from your years basically coaching, you know, in the trenches, and it's just really great insights. I apologize. My time is very tight this morning. Obviously, I want to resurrect my conversations with you, and I'll bring you back as we get closer into the basketball season. But Coach X, my thanks again.
Anytime, Rick. My pleasure.
You bet. Okay, let me take a quick time out. I have some comments. I'll be back. Stay with me. Back here on this abbreviated version of the Sports Edge this morning. Now, I have a couple of programming notes I want to make sure you know about as we move forward. First of all, we return to a full hour of the Sports Edge next Sunday. But, and this is an important note, we now start at 7:30 and we'll go to 8:30. Again, that's starting next Sunday here on The Fan. Sports Edge moves earlier in the morning, so make sure you set your alarm clocks. We start at 7:30. We go for a full hour, as always, and we go to 8:30. There's a new program being introduced here, debuting on The Fan, that follows my show this morning. And, of course, the football show follows that. But I just want to come back very quickly to what Coach X was talking about before I wrap up the show this morning. I'm glad, as I said, I'm always glad to talk to Coach X, because he's in there. He's right there at the epicenter of what's going on with high school sports, longtime varsity coach, very successful. And he was upbeat. I mean, there's no question. He says, yeah, I do think we're making progress in the relationship, which can be often fractious between parents and coaches and travel team situations. And he said, no, the way to do this, we found, is always give parents a chance to talk, give them options, let the kids and parents know we've been tracking their kids since they were, quite frankly, elementary school. He's also open to talking to travel team coaches. And he said it is important, though, that the outside programs, the AAU programs, it's important that these are not teams that are coached by parents of the kids in the team, but outside professional people who know what they're doing. And we hope that's true. But the fact is that he says, no, it's beginning to sort of settle down. He also mentioned that within his school district and perhaps a few others, that the athletic directors are now becoming more of the intermediary between the parents, not as a place to go complain. That's not the purpose of this. But where parents can go and talk to the AD about the philosophy of the coach and what the coach has in mind. And, you know, again, with basketball in particular, where there's only five guys can play at once, that's tight. And, of course, only a handful of kids, you know, make the team. It's hard. Basketball is more popular now than it's been in years, and that's always a concern for high school coaches everywhere, both boys and girls. So I'm glad to hear, and again, I will bring back Coach X, because I have a lot more questions for him, and I'm sure you have questions for him as well. But again, I do thank him, and I thank you for listening to the short version of the Sports Edge today. Okay, that's going to do it for me. Again, just a quick reminder, we start next week right here on The Fan at 7:30 in the morning. We go for an hour. My thanks this morning to Tom Lugauer. I'll see you next week right here on the Sports Edge.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. We'll be right back.